WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Level Up Daily Women's Motivation Ritual. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super juicy, emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a mind reader or some psychic guru. It's about leveling up your relationships with yourself and the amazing people in your life. Think about it. Haven't we all been in those situations where communication goes haywire, misunderstandings explode, and feelings get hurt? Emotional intelligence is like the secret sauce to navigating these tricky waters with grace and ease. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing them in others, and using that awareness to build stronger, more authentic connections. So, what exactly does emotional intelligence look like in action? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways, my friends. First up, self-awareness. This is all about tuning into your inner world, your thoughts, feelings, reactions, the whole shebang. Think of it as becoming a detective for your own emotions. Ever feel that knot in your stomach before a big meeting? Or that sudden surge of joy when you see a loved one's face? Recognizing these sensations is the first step to understanding what triggers you and how to respond in a healthy way. Next, we've got self-regulation, basically mastering your emotional thermostat. It's about being able to control your impulses, manage your stress levels, and bounce back from setbacks with resilience. Imagine that hot-button moment with your partner. Instead of letting anger take over, you pause, breathe deep, and respond thoughtfully. That's self-regulation in action. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and truly understanding their perspective. It's not just about feeling sorry for them, it's about actively listening, validating their emotions, and seeing the world through their eyes. Think about a friend going through a tough time. A genuine act of empathy can be more comforting than any grand gesture. Moving on to social skills. Communication is key. Emotional intelligence involves expressing yourself clearly and respectfully while also being an active listener. This means paying attention, asking clarifying questions, and showing genuine interest in what others have to say. Remember, communication isn't just about words. Body language and tone of voice play a huge role too. Finally, we have relationship management, the art of building and nurturing strong connections. This involves setting boundaries, resolving conflicts constructively, and fostering collaboration. Think about your friendships and romantic relationships. Emotional intelligence helps you create a safe space for open communication, mutual respect, and genuine connection. Let me tell you a quick story. I was having this frustrating conversation with my best friend about something that felt really trivial. We were both getting defensive, raising our voices, and things were quickly spiraling out of control. Then I took a step back, breathed deeply, and tried to put myself in her shoes. I realized she wasn't trying to be hurtful, she was just feeling insecure and overwhelmed. Once I understood her perspective, I could respond with empathy and compassion. We talked things through calmly, acknowledged each other's feelings, and ultimately found a solution that worked for both of us. That moment really solidified for me the power of emotional intelligence in building strong relationships. So remember, my loves, cultivating emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, embracing your emotions, and striving to understand those around you. Take these 5 key takeaways: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, and relationship management, and weave them into the fabric of your daily interactions. You've got this. Remember to share this episode with your friends and fam who are ready to level up their relationships. Leave a review if you found it helpful and join the conversation on social media using #LevelUpDaily. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.